This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim with Ed and JJ. You're listening to Trivia Friday, otherwise known as Learning University. We got a text.
We got a number of things to clean up or to mention. First of all, John, our young 11-year-old who called in, we did check on the donuts. He said Canada produces the most donuts, and he is correct that per capita, Canada eats the most donuts, and most of those are through the Tim Horton coffee shops. It's kind of like Dunkin' Donuts up there. Tim Horton was a famous hockey player for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And so that is per capita when you count just the sheer number of donuts produced and eaten. That would be the United States.
But we don't want a donut per capita. We want the whole thing.
We want the whole thing. Also, Mark was listening to us today, working in a field of sunflowers in New Underwood, South Dakota, Matson Farms.
Wow.
When we were talking about that.
He
texted two photos of that, and Adam Suddeth is waiting to get those from Deanna, our receptionist, and so he will post those on our Facebook page.
Today's Issues Facebook.
Today's Issues.
So we're going to post those pictures.
And it's beautiful. Deanna came in the studio and showed us the two photos, and it's just gorgeous. It just looks like miles all the way to the horizon.
Sunflowers. They're all turning their heads at the same time. It's really like synchronized flowers.
Synchronized.
It's an Olympic sport.
And I was, by the way, I was way off. Samuel was the last judge of Israel, not the first. I don't know what I was thinking.
What was you thinking?
Samuel, come after judges. So.
Okay, so listen, people, I'm just going to skip out on science questions from here on out because it's just all over the place. I said that the Earth was four times larger than the moon, okay? It is true the Earth is about four times wider than the moon, but according to this information, in terms of being that's 50 times. The Earth is 50 times larger overall volume. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Gets technical, gets boring.
That's okay. That's what science is.
This may be a little expensive for you because my phone started blowing up and people, during the break, they were selling their telescopes. This sucker's been lying to me and they sold it.
All these years.
Took it anyway, to the pawn shop.
So the moon is kind of small, honestly, relative to the Earth. Look at that. I mean, if you look at that, it's like a...
So you can put about 50
it's
moons
like
a,
well, it's
in the
like
Earth.
An English pea to a baseball, almost, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions and back to the phones, fellas.
All right, here are my three questions. I have two remaining because the question about David's brothers was answered. Two remaining. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1964 race for the White House? I'm talking about Republican and Democrat only. And then what five books in the Old Testament are collectively known as the major prophets?
Here, before you say something about, before I do my questions, you mentioned I'm racist. This is a little disconcerting. I just found out that my uncle, a lifelong Republican, is voting Democrat this fall. Let me say something. This would have never happened if he were still alive.
Bada boom.
Here's my questions. Number one, Nellis, Seckel, and Bosque are varieties of what? Nellis, Seckel, and Bosque are varieties of what? And I'll go ahead and give you a hint. Think food. Second question, true or false? Infants have more bones than adults. Babies have more bones than adults. Is that true or false? Third question, which prophet was referred to as the weeping prophet?
All right, the only question I got left is this. What does a barometer measure?
It's the number of bars in a town.
Yeah. How'd you know that? That's not good.
Yeah. Get it, folks?
You know the answer to that.
Barometer.
Barometer. What does a barometer measure? I want to know the answer to that. Back to the phones.
All right. We're going back to Louisiana, and Judy is on the line. Judy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. I was going to answer that one about the old blue eyes, but yeah. Someone else tried it. But
okay, we got one for you. I got one for you, Judy. You can answer another question, too, but I want to do a deep dive, okay? I want to know right. the singer that made Sweet Caroline famous.
Oh, switching things up.
Oh, my. I love the song, but I don't know it. I don't know that one.
Okay.
You don't know? I want to see your American card.
No, I don't know. I don't know it either.
Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, people. This is terrible.
Hey, do you know it? No, our board op doesn't know it. Adam doesn't know it.
Sweet. You know, wait a minute. I got to stop just a second.
I can sing it.
Are you telling me you guys don't know, and Judy, you don't know the singer that sings Sweet Caroline that made it so popular?
Adam doesn't know. Ed doesn't know. I don't know.
I do know it. I'm just having a senior moment. And the reason I know it is because they sing it all the time.
At the baseball.
At Bruins games and Red
baseball.
Sox games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't. I know it. I just can't bring it up. I have it on my.
I wouldn't admit this in public. Of course, you just did.
I have it on my Spotify list.
Judy. I'm with you. I didn't know who. I don't know who sings it. What's the answer, Tim?
Neil Diamond.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh yes, I remember his
now
name.
Now after
for
you
sure.
say it, yeah, I can hear him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, go.
I know. Listen, I know Tim. Judy, I just want to let you know Tim is really struggling now with his staff because we could not pull that
right.
out. And this is a real struggle for him. So,
well, right. well and I think it's worth making mention. Full disclosure, that's why he's taking a little more personally. Tim has a Neil Diamond tattoo. A lot of people don't know this. It'd be better to tell this during Share-a-thon when we tell a lot of behind-the-scenes things, but that's why he's taking it so personally.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. All right,
Neil
Judy.
Diamond tattoo.
Go ahead with what you want to answer. What question?
I want to answer the four books of the Bible, the four prophets.
Okay. All right. Here's the question again. What five okay. books in the Old Testament are collectively known as the major prophets?
Oh, I thought you said four. Oh, no, I got five. Okay.
Yeah.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel.
And?
I don't have that. 1, 2, 3.
Well, it's lamentable that you don't.
Did I say Daniel? David? Wait a minute. Daniel?
How many shots you get it to?
Well, Judy, it's nothing to lament over if you can't come up with the fifth prophet.
Okay. I'm going to say Lamentations.
There you go.
With no help whatsoever.
That's all right. It is sometimes hard to come up with that one because it's not actually the name of the prophet.
That's
so
right.
That's why you were probably thinking four. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and then Lamentations. Those are the five books in the Old Testament collectively known as the major prophets.
That's interesting you would say that since Jeremiah wrote both Jeremiah and Lamentations.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So you think there would be four. Hey, thank you, Judy. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend there in Louisiana.
Does she have a question for us?
No, I don't. But okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Right. And thank you for listening to AFR. Sweet lady.
Yeah, amen. So, all right. I'm not sure how to say this, but we're going to Iowa for Virginia. Virginia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Virginia, thank you for calling. Where do you live in the Hawkeye State there?
I live in northeast Iowa in a town called Cresco.
Northeast, okay.
Crisco or
yes.
Cresco?
Cresco.
You're like,
Cresco.
Like
the amazing Cresco, where he could just tell you how many pennies you had in your pocket, hold a card up beside his head and tell you what.
My mom used to cook with that.
Yeah.
Cresco.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I'm right there with you.
Lard and Cresco, you're interchangeable.
Yes,
lard.
One of the best things we ever did for our arteries.
Let's use some Cresco. You remember just, my mom used to just, she cooked with it too. Just a big old spoonful of that.
Oh, yeah, whatever it was.
Pop it in there and get that fried chicken going or whatever.
All right, Virginia.
My friend sent me a letter from Tennessee, and she wrote Crisco on it, and I got it.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, Virginia, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, this is my fifth choice because the first four have already been taken, but I'm going to guess on the one that you asked about the babies having more bone.
Yes, ma'am. True or false? Here's the question. Infants have more bones than adults. Is that true or false, Virginia?
I'm going to say true because their bones are not fully connected and they're counting all the little pieces.
It is 100% true.
Wow.
Babies are born with approximately 300 bones but have 206 by the time they reach adulthood. And I didn't do the backstory on this, so I'm glad you made sense of this, that they're kind of floating a little bit before they're connecting together.
That's excellent job, Virginia. Are you in the medical profession?
No, I just remember hearing or reading of that some time ago.
Well, and you know, Tim was talking about how, you know, the heavens declare the glory of God, the universe, and then the fact that we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God, knitted together in our mother's womb. Only God could take a baby with 300 bones, and then as they grow to adulthood, have 206. I mean, right. It's just a miracle, just the whole new life and a baby being born.
Hey, man, when you get to my age, you got a few missing here and there, you know.
I think you get more again because they shatter.
Hey, Virginia, what's your question for us?
Okay, it's not mentioned very often in the Bible, but what is the name of Moses' wife?
Is it Keturah? Let's talk among ourselves. Is it something like Keturah or something like that, or am I thinking about a wrestling duo?
Keturah?
Yeah, coming off the turnbuckle.
Moses and Keturah?
Yeah, and to tap your other one, then you start taking a folding chair after somebody. Keturah is coming
actually
over the ropes.
That actually sounds like it might be right.
I think they took on Jerry the King Lawler.
Yes, that's right. Tojo
Yamamoto.
Yes, Saturday right there seeing them fly off those at top rope.
I'm going to guess Ethel.
No, I'm going to say Keturah, but I'm just a little bit of a guess and something kind of banging around.
Right,
up
yeah, in I get those every once
cranium.
In a while. All right, it's either Keturah or Ethel, or what do you got? What are your guests?
Neil.
What is it?
Neil.
It's either one.
Which one is it?
Neither one.
Okay.
As my memory serves me correctly, it's Zipporah. Zipporah.
So that sounds right.
Zipporah is right.
That is.
How it's do you not spell Neil, it? Tim.
It's not Neil.
That's what I thought it was. See?
He's somewhere else. He's a few chapters over.
Yes, that's something to lament about.
The ground opened up and swallowed Neil, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Virginia, have a wonderful weekend.
It's like Jonah, you
thank
know,
you.
Swallowed by the whale. Neil.
God bless you, Virginia.
Neil was swallowed by a bear. Nobody ever hears Nobody. About him.
He spent 3 days in the bear's belly.
It's. Oh boy!
How long we got left?
Hey,
12 minutes.
You guys are talking about how that wife. She thought, man, my husband's getting an A for effort, trying to you know come to church more regular, and was trying to do devotions for the kids. But she said, honey, that nighttime bedtime story where you tell them about Jonah and his ark of many colors.
His ark of many colors.
Yeah, we need to kind of tweak that a little bit.
I used to with my kids when they were little. And like my son would say, Daddy, I think there's a monster under my bed. Would you come in here? And I'd say, no, I don't want to get eaten.
Oh, that's
and that explains all those visits right. from the social service people.
I didn't do that, folks. It's okay. A joke. All right.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
We're here every Friday for some education. And let's repeat our questions for the last time today.
Last time,
folks. All right, I got one left, folks. All you have to do is look this one up. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1964 race for the White House? And I'm just talking about the Republican and Democratic candidates, major party only.
Here's what I've got. First question, Nellis Sekel, S-E-C-K-E-L, and Bosk, B-O-S-C, are varieties of what? think out there in the yard, in the garden, in the orchard. Nelis, Sekel, and Bosk are varieties of what? And a second question, which prophet was referred to as the weeping prophet?
Only question I got left is, what does a barometer measure? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, and we go back to Mississippi. Mississippi and Arkansas today, Louisiana coming in third. They've been neck and neck in terms of the most calls into the show, but we go to Sarah right now. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Where do you live in Mississippi? Mm-hmm.
Gulfport, 3 blocks from the beach.
There you go.
3 blocks from the beach. JJ's.
My wife is from Gulfport, and my in-laws are there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you go to Salute when you come down here? That's a place to eat.
Well, thanks.
Right there on the beach.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that tip.
What kind of restaurant is that, Sarah?
It's Italian, and the guy that owns it, actually, he was from Ohio, and he has gotten his, you know, chef's degree there, but he went to Italy and lived there for a long time in both ends, and so he cooks it.
Wow. Now, when I go,
I did that early on.
When he took that gap year during college.
Yes.
Hey, I get those po' boys at that place there in Gulfport. They have several locations.
Yeah, Ray's most likely.
Who is it?
Little Ray's.
No, it's one other one, but it's like
this. Little Ray's.
They say they have the best po' boys, and boy,
yeah,
you
I'll
get,
say that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, yeah. You want to ask?
Say?
Ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, very
Sarah.
Average po' boys.
Ours are mediocre.
Mediocre.
I want to tell him what a barometer measures.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay, all right, Sarah. The question.
Because
is,
he's a great scientist.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Haven't you?
Don't give up science.
Yeah,
science tells you that there really is a God.
Amen. That's right.
Man, somehow I feel
that's
mocked,
evidence.
Though, right there.
So it measures barometric pressure.
What does a barometer measure? The answer, Sarah, is what?
Barometric pressure.
Okay. Yes, but what is another name for that?
I don't know besides barometric pressure. It's what you look for when hurricanes are coming.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you credit for that. Here's the answer I have,
yeah,
which fits in.
Because this is important to fishermen and pilots.
The question is... What did you say?
Fishermen, pilots, and meteorologists.
Yes.
And hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
And people who make po' boys.
Yeah.
Don't leave them out.
And people that make po' boys, of course.
Yes.
So go ahead.
You guys just tell me when y'all are done.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay. So what does a barometer measure, you might ask?
Yes. I ask it frequently.
And you've asked it, and Sarah has answered it. The correct answer, she says barometric pressure, which is true, but that's... It measures atmospheric pressure.
Atmospheric pressure.
Atmosphere. So the barometer measures the pressure of the atmosphere.
Okay.
Which is Sarah's talking about. You know, when they say the barometric pressure drops, remember that's oftentimes an indication that you're going to get turbulent weather. All right? I mean, that's what you hear.
And you can tell when the fish are biting, this is for real, if the barometric pressure, I don't remember if it drops or goes up. And then the altimeter in an airplane basically is a barometer, and you're going, and the pressure on the outside, it measures that and lets you know if you're 3,000 feet in the air or 5,000 feet in the air, and you're going along at night, you know, and there's mountains out there, you want your barometer measuring barometric pressure or your altimeter to tell you the truth, because you're like, there's a 3,000 foot mountain out there and you're going along at 2,000 feet, you know, because it was off. That doesn't end well.
No, it doesn't end well. Yeah.
And so that's, you got a little tiny barometer in your airplane that's very critical. It's called an altimeter.
And I got to say, sometimes when I have to speak in front of people, my atmospheric pressure goes up.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
That
I can understand that.
It can get you. All right, Sarah.
That's and I'm proud of you for wearing a patch to kind of deal with it.
I do.
You're
I wear
on the
atmospheric pressure patch.
Right,
Sarah. What's your question for us?
Okay, where in the United States is the Riviera of the South?
Well,
the Riviera of the South.
I think she's talking about the Redneck Riviera.
Redneck Riviera
would be the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to, that would run from
Panama City, right around in there.
Yeah.
Gulfport all the way down to Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Redneck Riviera.
Along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, and they're proud of it.
Why do they call it the Redneck Riviera?
Because you got a bunch of rednecks and hillbillies and good old boys going to the beach.
Okay. But, I mean, there are people from all over the place that go down there.
Well, I know, but the majority of people would be from, like, a 10-state area.
Okay.
Of related people.
The Redneck Riviera.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for listening.
I've never heard that.
Say hi to my in-laws.
That's funny. No,
they tried to change that image along the coast. A lot of, like, I read about it, why it got that name.
The fact is, no matter where the beach is, the people who are out there, most of them are going to look like rednecks. What I'm saying is, I mean, you're not going to have
New England's got their own kind of rednecks.
Unless you're, got a sculpted body, male or female, most of the folks out there are very ordinary looking.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you here, since you got that shovel in your hand, keep digging, Ed. That's impressive seeing all that.
I just think it means where the region of the country that people go to the beach on the Gulf Coast from, say,
Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Yeah,
the people
elsewhere.
That go over there are they're from the redneck tradition. Go ahead. What are we talking about here?
I don't know. We're about out of time here. We got time for one more, maybe?
All right. We're going to go to Texas. And, Al, we are right up against the clock. So this is ask, answer, or do both, and we got to hurry.
Do both, and we'll do a JJ's variety question.
Here's the question. Nellis, Seckle, and Bosk are varieties of what, Al?
Pears.
Hey! Way to go. Right under the wire.
Yes. You know what that cowbell means, Al?
Yes, sir. Got that hat.
You won yourself a nice hat. And if you played ball and you are a trucker who's a part-time farmer, you're going to love this.
Exactly.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, the way Tim describes it. Hey, no, it's great-looking cap. Stay on the line so they can get your address and send that to you. What's your question for us?
Okay, the Santa Fe Trail crosses the Santa Fe Railroad only in one place. Where's that place?
I want to say Santa Fe.
I'm going with Tim.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
We're saying Santa Fe.
No, Burlingame, Kansas.
Yeah. Burlingame, Kansas. All right, hey, Al, we're going to have to put you on.
No, Al, congratulations. I'm sorry, we got a rush here.
Yeah,
we got to give the answers to our remaining questions. So, Al, we got you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will send you that cap, and congratulations to you is right under the wire.
Yeah, pears. Nellis, Seckle, Bosk, and others.
Pears.
All right, who are the presidential candidates in the 1964 race for the White House? Guys, you know?
Oh, that's going to be
Nixon and Kennedy?
No, wait, hold on. It's going to be Nixon and LBJ, right?
You have LBJ right. He was the incumbent. It was Barry Goldwater.
Oh, Barry Goldwater.
I'm out.
Nixon mine was 68. I got all mine, too.
Hey, how about this? Can I make mention?
Yeah.
Next week, Men and Women Rally, Panola County Baptist Association. I think 26 churches in the association. It's Thursday evening, August the 29th, Liberty Hill Baptist Church in Pope, Mississippi. Meal, stand-up comedy from yours truly, and a message to encourage and inspire.
And where people go to get other information?
JJJasper.com. The calendar may or may not be up to date.
So you got 26 churches, and they took a vote on whether to bring you or not, huh?
Well, I'd say it was kind of like this.
It was a committee.
It was like Kamala. It just happened. They didn't really have the delegation and do it the fair way.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you back here on Monday.